నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనతలాకయ చక్షురుణ్మిదమియన్ తస్మై శ్రీగురువే నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరి, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరి. సో టుడే వీఆర్ సెలబ్రేటింగ్ ది డిసపియరెన్స్ డే ఆఫ్ Gadadhar Pandit and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. First we will start the glorification of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu was the incarnation of Srimati Radharani. And he was very confidential associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you may ask, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is both, right? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha and Krishna. So how come there is another, one more duplicate Radha? Radha and Krishna is there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And there's one more Radha coming as Gadadhar Pandit. So what is the purpose behind that? It's very higher philosophy in the Chaitanya Leela. The Radha Krishna Leela, Radharani was on Madhurya Bhav. Everybody knows that, right? And in the Gadadhar Pandit, Radharani was on Dasya Bhav. In Dasya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav doesn't work. There's a conflict. Because Krishna accepts any bhav. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts only Dasya bhav. So Gadadhar Pandit has to be on which bhav? Same bhav, Dasya bhav. So Dasya bhav Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Radharani's bhav, Dasya bhav. Again, the question, why there is two Radharani, right? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna and Radharani, Krishna enjoys the pastimes of Radharani, right? In Krishna Leela. Same thing Radharani wants to do in Chaitanya Leela also. Okay? The enjoyment part is there because aham bhaktanam. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead has all the power to enjoy, which we don't have. Right? So that freedom they want to use in another expansion to see how the other Radharani is expanding. The other Radharani is doing the pastimes. So this Radharani is watching the other Radharani. Just like, I will give an example. I don't know how many people watch CNN. In America, there is a system, 2-3 days in a year, they conduct a program in the White House called the Press People's Appreciation or the Birthday of the President. Okay? Some function they conduct. So what happens? There will be a duplicate president standing on the podium and there will be the original president sitting on the audience, and the duplicate president will make some joke, some mimicry about his activities throughout the year. Oh, you send people to Gulf War because you saw white powder there. Then after the war, you saw only Red River. Something like that, they make joke. So the real president, who is the supreme power of the material world, sitting there and watching as an ordinary man the acting of this duplicate president. Okay? And he is watching. Sometimes it may affect his PR, so he doesn't smile. Sometimes it doesn't affect his PR. It's good for him. So he smiles. So that bhava, the mood of change of his expression, you can watch. If you really watch his face on the TV, I have seen that. Same way, He's watching the duplicate president and enjoying sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't enjoy. Sometimes he becomes neutral. And all change of mood is there. It's a material example. But the example of Radharani and the Krishna, himself as Radharani and Krishna, is different. Because the Dasya Bhav Seva, not everybody can give or take. Okay? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking as the Chaitanya Krishna and Radharani both together, and the duplicate Radharani, not his duplicate, original in the another form, is watching how he is taking my service, how he is enjoying this Leela, how he is enjoying the Bhavas. So that is the purpose of these two Radharani as Gadadhar, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu itself is Radharani. Everybody understood that point? Okay. So Gadadhar Pandit, Prabhu, from the childhood they were together. He was born 1 year after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu's father's name is Madhava Mishra, and the mother's name is Sri Ratnavali Devi. And they lived very close by in Mayapur, Navadip. And Sachi Devi was very good friend of Ratnavali Mataji. And they used to take care of each other. And they used to take care of the kids also together. And they were good friends from the childhood. Then Gadadhar Pandit used to go to the school together with him. And from the school itself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will show his pastimes, asking him question, you know. The Krishna's missing part of the Leela, he will exhibit to Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu, which will kind of harassment for him, he felt, in the beginning. But he didn't know it was really a exchange of rasa between these two boys. Then, in Gaur Ganesh Deepika, Kavi Karnapur has clearly told what was the purpose of Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu's birth. The daughter of Rishabhanu's Srimati Radharani, as it is, came in Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu's birth. Swarup Damodar Prabhu also confirmed, and Vasudev Das Ghosh, and so many other Chaitanya Leela Pandits, they confirmed Gadadhar Prabhu was the incarnation of Radharani. So, because he was so close, Gadadhar Pandit was very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they used to call Gadadhar Prananath. To whom? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very close to Gadadhar. So, Gadadhar Prananath. Prananath means without that life air, you will die. Okay? Then other name they gave in Mayapur, Navadip, was Gadera Gora. Gadera means the one belongs to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Isharpuri, who is Isharpuri? Anybody know? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru. He used to come to Navadip and stay in the Gadadhar Pandit's house. And the parents of Gadadhar Prabhu, they used to take care of Isharpuri as their own family guru. So Isharpuri had a book those days, Krishna Leelamrit. One book with all the pastimes of Lord Krishna. He will read that to Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit will relish, and he will cry, he will dance, he will sing all the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So that was very unsteady life for Gadadhar Pandit from the beginning, because of all the gurus and association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leelas coming. Then Gadadhar Pandit had another good friend called Mukunda Datta. So Mukunda Datta was also a very nice devotee in Chaitanya Leela. He used to take Gadadhar Pandit to the town where any sadhu comes. So if any sadhu comes to that town, they will go and get association of that sadhu. So one day, Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to that town. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi was dressing like an opulent, materialistic man. So Gadadhar Pandit saw him first time, he was not impressed. So Mugundat realized, no, there is something wrong between them. Actually, Mugundat wants to introduce him and get more association from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. But Gadadhar Pandit didn't like him. So Mukundadatta knows the inside rasa of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, that he will get in ecstasy if I sing some sloka from Bhagavatam. So he was singing some pastimes from the Bhagavatam of Krishna Leela. So as soon as he starts singing, Pundarik Vidyanidhi started crying, singing Govinda, Govinda, Krishna, Krishna. And he also started weeping just like the Ganga was flowing from his eyes. So then Gadadhar Pandit realized, no, he have inside real some kind of Krishna's part inside. So he finally convinced himself that, okay, now I can associate with Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Then after he became conscious, because Pundarik Vidyanidhi become unconscious because of the ecstasy, when he become conscious, Mukundadatta introduced Gadadhar Pandit. He is from Nadia and he is from a Brahmin family. His parents, they are from the Janava relatives, hereditary. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi said, oh, no, he is much higher than me. I cannot make him my disciple. But Gadadhar Pandit said, no, I want to become your disciple. And finally he accepted, and he said, it's my fortune to consider yourself as my disciple, and it happens only in once in many lifetime. And he was very proud of him. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, took his sannyas diksha from Ishwarpuri and came back with another more ecstatic devotional life. So he started showing more ecstasy, different missing mood. He was missing Krishna always, go unconscious, started crying, dancing, all kind of things. Then Gadadhar Pandit has to cool him down. Only he will listen to Gadadhar Pandit. So this leela between Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very close relation. And every time whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loses his consciousness, Gadadhar Pandit has to read some Bhagavatam words to make him, bring him to normal. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will beat his chest and try to rip his chest apart. Then Gadadhar will hold his hand, separate him, and he will say, you calm down, the Lord is sitting inside your heart and you cannot destroy that heart, don't destroy your body. And he will pacify some other way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit, they were together in a house of devotee named Shuklambara Brahmachari. So they were doing kirtan, and after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking about the Krishna Leela. So Gadadhar Pandit was sitting outside, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speak about Krishna Leela, he is also Radharani's incarnation, he also missing Krishna. So he started weeping, crying. So then after a while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw somebody is weeping outside. Call him inside. Who is that? So then Shuklambar Brahmachari said, that is your boy, Gadadhar Pandit. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up from the chair and embraced him and said, you've been a good devotee for so many lifetimes. I know. I'm nothing in front of you. Why should you weep by hearing my lecture and my words? You are already a natural devotee. You should be steady. Okay. So like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing lot of leela with Gadadhar Pandit in Nadia. Then finally, after the sannyas, he doesn't want to stay in Mayapur. He wants to stay in Neelachal, that is Jagannath Puri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Gadadhar, we will go to Jagannath Puri. We will leave Navadvip and Mayapur. So his mother was getting old, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother. So she gave permission, if you are staying in Mayapur, that is not far, I can come and see you. But don't go away from Jagannath Puri. So they had a compromise and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Jagannath Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gadadhar, you are now Kshetra Sannyasi. You cannot leave Jagannath Puri, you stay there. I may go to Vrindavan, but you don't come. So two times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan. So Jagannath Puri was their shelter and they stayed in Tota Gopinath temple. Anybody have been to that temple? Tota Gopinath temple? Okay. So they were doing their pastimes with Tota Gopinath temple because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself manifested that deity. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu merged into that deity at the end. So they have that close relation with the deity. So behind the Tota Gopinath temple, there is a garden where Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu will sit and recite the Srimad Bhagavatam verses of Krishna Leela. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go, you know, in ecstasy and started rolling on the ground and crying and shouting and jumping, dancing, all kind of ecstasy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will show. So that was their real rasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Pandit had that relation to exchange the mellow mood of Radharani and Krishna's pastimes. So that they did for several years. And at the age of 48, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the body in Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Pandit could not, you know, survive. He became so missing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His body reduced. He became like half of the weight he lost. You know, he became very weak. And after a few months, he also left the body. And so many Goswami says, Jagannath Pandit also merged the body in Tota Gopinath's murti. So before he left the body, when he was very weak, he used to, you know, do seva for the deity every day. And he was offering garland and he couldn't get up and bend. So the murti himself bent for Gadadhar Pandit. Okay? And even now you can see the murti in Tota Gopinath, it's little kneeling down, you know, bent. So that pastime is there also. So this Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, the rasa, is very difficult to understand, but it's the duplicate of the Krishna Leela. When Uddhava came to Vrindavan, he met the gopis, right? So that time Krishna left them for like almost 30, 35 years. He was in Dwarka. So he saw on the gopis how much gopis miss Krishna. And he saw the love and affection gopis have towards Krishna. And Uddhava, after seeing that, he was also in ecstasy how these gopis have this much affection to Krishna. Then he thought, this soil, this Brajbhuni, Brajduli, this powder in this earth has some kind of different rasa. That's why these gopis, these ladies, they are so attached to the Supreme Lord. Sri Sri Gondithai ki, Krishna Balaram ki, Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai ho. So Uddhava got totally, his mood changed after seeing the gopis' ecstasy of missing Krishna. And he said, this dhuli, this dharti, this powder in this earth has so much magic. I want to become a creeper in this sand. I want to be a little small plant in Vrindavan so that I can also enjoy, just like the gopis are enjoying the Krishna's taste. So that missing of Krishna's leela, Uddhava exhibited, and same way the Vipralamba, that's called the Vipralamba Bhav, Mahaprabhu exhibited in Chaitanya Leela. So that's how the same Leela they did in Jagannath Puri. In Chaitanya Charitamrita there is a very nice words written by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami about glorifying the Gadadhar Pandit. Pandit Dere Bhav Mudra Kahan Na Jai Gadadhar Pran Na Namo Huile Jai. Pandit Dere Kriba Prasade Le Ne Jai Gadai Gauranga Kare Sarva Loge Gai. The emotions and expressions of Pandit Gadadhar are not possible to describe. Another name of Lord Gauranga is the Lord of Life of Gadadhar. Who can understand that mercy has been bestowed upon him? Their glories are sung by even as Gadai Gauranga. During the time when Sri Ishwarpuri was present for a few months in Navdeep at the house of Sri Gopinath Acharya, he taught Gadadhar from the book he had composed, Sri Krishna Lilamrita. The same book I was saying early, the Krishna Lilamrita. He even glorified Gadadhar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that book. Krishnadas Kaviraj pointed out, even as Krishna, in the form of Mahaprabhu, tried to anger Gadadhar, Radha, he could not draw out his sentiment from him because he maintained a temperament like Rukmini's Dakshina Nayika. Due to the fact that Mahaprabhu had already stolen the Vamana Nayika. The Dakshina Nayika, Vamana Nayika, it's two different associates of Krishna Leela. The person sitting on the right side is called Dakshina Nayika, and Vamana Nayika is on the left side. So person sitting on the right side, which is Radharani, only she is allowed to sit on the right side. They have a egoistic love. Man, you know, demanding love, angry love. I want this. I want Krishna to be surrendered to me. That kind of demanding love, affection. On the left side, it's Dasya Bhav. Okay, the left side, Dakshina Bhave. So, in Krishna's left side, Dasya Bhav, always Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stolen. That's what here it's saying. Prabhu Sudandra Sarvajana Siromani Tandrasane Hatakari Balana Himani. The master is independent. Who is the master? Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the topmost omniscient person. He can do any pastimes, even on the right side or left side or any rasa. If I speak on an equal level with him, this will not be a good for me. But Gadadhar Pandit is humble. He said, I don't want to be equal to either one. Vame, left side rasa, or right side or left side. Dakshine or Vame. Both of them he doesn't want. He just wants to be servant of the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But their pastime was very good. So that's all I could grab for you guys for the Gadadhar Pandit's pastimes. Now we'll go to the Bhaktivinod Thakur's pastimes. Bhaktivinod Thakur was a Nitya Siddha. Everybody knows that, right? And Bhaktivinod Thakur is the one who started this movement after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread the holy name all over the universe. Bhaktivinod Thakur said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't belong to India only. He belongs to the whole universe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be distributed in every language, in every color and creed. That was his prediction, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it happened. So Prabhupada said in one lecture in Los Angeles, 1976. Yeah, 76. 1 year before he left. That I started this movement because Bhaktivinoda Thakur told me. Okay? He was telling. Even though he never met Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's son, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, was his guru. And Prabhupada said, he gave me a guru for me. And that guru was so powerful. So his guru was also very powerful. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also very powerful. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a vision in those days when there was no printing press to print books and distribute. And he printed the first English book, The Life History of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a small version, only like 50 pages. He printed in English, first English book he printed. And he sent that books to London and America. So one day Prabhupada was giving class in America. One devotee brought this book. Hey, I got this book from the McGill University, it's a Toronto University in Canada. From the library, he got the book. And this is written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Prabhupada said, yes, my Guru Maharaj is Guru Maharaj. And he wanted to do that. To have this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's book in every library in all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada fulfilled that desire for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire was there. Ki every town and village, the glory should be there. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur never got a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. 1868, he was looking for a Chaitanya Charitamrita copy. And after 6 years, he got that from Calcutta. So the importance of a sadhu sangha is right there. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was teaching in a school, he was a teacher. He met another Brahmin teacher. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur always talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this Brahmin told, hey, did you ever seen the book Chaitanya Charitamrita? That book has all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur never knew about there was a book about Chaitanya Leela. So he was looking for that book from 1868, and after 6 years he found that book in Calcutta. And when he read that book, he was fully convinced about the whole Chaitanya Leela and what is the goal for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing was there for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's why he came in this planet to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on September 2nd in 1838. And he was born in Ula Gram, in Nadia district. And the father of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was Krishnananda Datta. They are Datta family, very royal family in Bengal. And they were very great devotees of Lord Nityanand. And the mother of Ananda Chandra was the mother of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's childhood name was Kedarnath. And Kedarnath went to the local school until 11 years. And after 11 years, he went to Calcutta. But after 1 year he went to Calcutta, his father and his younger brother dies. Then he was all alone, left to take care of two sisters and one brothers and mother. And he himself determined to manage the whole family, and he didn't have any problem. But he never wanted to do any business, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he went to do an ordinary job as a teacher in Navadvip, Nadia. Then he got a job in Calcutta under a judge as a court clerk. So when he was a court clerk, he studied the lawyer degree. And he passed his lawyer degree while he was working. In old days, nobody does that thing. But he did that and he became a lawyer. Then he became the first English-speaking magistrate in the Bengal history. in Calcutta. And he got transferred to Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, while he was the magistrate, he got the responsibility of Jagannath Puri temple, which is very highly respected job. Not everybody get to take care of Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, because the local pandas, they don't allow, and the local king don't allow. There are two people, your big enemy, when you are administrator of the temple. So the British government appointed Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even though he was like a district collector of that area, he didn't have power for the temple. So they appointed specially for him. Then he checked the whole finance and the puja, the deity worship standard. And he changed the whole standard into very pure, good mood. Then he found the king himself was stealing 80,000 rupees. That 80,000 is now maybe like 8 crores. Then he caught the king and punished the king that you have to offer 52 boga every day. 52 offerings every day to cover that expense of money he stolen. So he punished that king also. And he changed a lot of things to make the temple just like what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to do in Vaishnava Sampradaya. Then in close to Jagannath Puri, there was one Pakandi sadhu. He was claiming himself as Lord Vishnu. And he had two associates. They were Brahma and Shiva. So the British people were after them to, you know, punish. But nobody was ready because they were all afraid this guy has yogic power. If somebody tests, they will burn him. So British management told only Bhaktivinoda Thakur can attack these sadhus. These, not sadhus, like Pakandi yogis. So they had big long hair. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur told one English guy, go and cut the hair, there is the all power. So you go and cut the hair, so they will lose the power. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur went and arrested the Pakandi yogis and put them in the jail. Then he was in the jail for 30 days and he didn't eat anything. He was Lord Vishnu, acting like Lord Vishnu, right? He had a lot of power. He was just fasting for 30 days, nothing happened to him. And after 30 days, when he went to the court for punishment, he took poison and suicided. Okay. Then in Jagannath Puri, the king, when you know he was fighting with the king for all the money laundering, he called 50 Brahmins and was doing fire sacrifice in his house to kill Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So after the 30 days fire sacrifice happened, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, nothing happened to him, but the king's son died. Okay? So that is the purity of a devotee. If you are really serving Krishna, nothing can touch you, like Prahlad Maharaj. And the another name of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Navadvip was Prahlad Maharaj in the Bhaktivinoda Datta family. Okay? Kulera Prahlad. Daita Kulera Prahlad. That was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's another name, because he was like Prahlad. He was not afraid of anything other than protecting Krishna and Krishna's devotees and Krishna's preaching. The other glorification about Bhaktivinoda Thakur is his books he has written, which no other Vaishnava sadhus has written, about the Krishna Leela and Gauranga Leela and about the Vaishnava etiquette and the devotional service theory. He has written 100 books on his life. He lived for 75 years and 8 months in this planet. And he left his body on 1814. He was born on 1838, so you can do the math. He was living for less than 76 years. So 76 years, even if you take, and he started writing books when he was only 12. So only 64 years, he wrote 100 books. Okay? And every book, but nobody can understand. It takes a lot of energy. It takes 10 lifetime for you to read all those books. But I suggest you to read a couple of them in your lifetime. It will really help to advance in Krishna consciousness. Most of the books have been translated now by our devotees like Bhanu Maharaj and so many other devotees. in English and other language. So very nice books. We should read that. The first book he wrote, what? Chaitanya Upanishad. Very nice book about the glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is a small glimpse of Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Chaitanya Upanishad, he gave very nice commentary, which also gives you very close advancement relation to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these books, Prabhupada personally told when his disciple, our devotees, asked Prabhupada, can we read this book? Can we read that book? Can we read, you know? He said, no, you will only read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book. That will give you bhakti. Prabhupada was very good, you know, seriously suggesting his books are very good for Vaishnavas. And he used to sleep only 4 hours. He will go to the court, he was a judge, and come back, and he will sleep from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock, 4 hours. 12 o'clock he will get up, and until next day 8 o'clock, 8 hours. Every night he was up writing books. And Prabhupada told, I got inspiration from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Prabhupada used to get up every day 2 o'clock and write all night. That's how we finished 100 books in his lifetime, to, you know, for us. And that books can really change your life. Actually, in Ramayana, there is a nice story I can tell you. When Lord Ramchandra left Ayodhya, first day he stayed in Sringuvarpur. Okay, he has traveled overnight, and first night he was a halt in Sringuvarpur. And next day he went to, who knows, Triveni, Allahabad, Triveni Sangam. And third day he went to, no, nobody knows. That's where he stayed 13 years. Chitragod, okay. Chitragod is famous, okay. So third day he reached there. But before reaching there, in Allahabad, he met Bharadwaj Muni. So he asked Bharadwaj Muni, I have a curse. I have to spend 14 years on the forest. How I should do? So Bharadwaj Muni asked, what is your goal? Okay? So that's what we should think. What is my goal? Before we ask Prabhupada or your guru, what is my goal? Then the guru can give you answer. How the shishya should perform. So Bharadwaj Muni told, if you have a goal, I can help you. So Lord Ramchandra, as an ordinary sadhu, wandering in the forest, giving an example to us. He doesn't have to do that. He said, I have only one goal. Sadhu avagya ne kare. I don't want to disturb any sadhus in this forest. You know, old days, all the Rishi Munis, they used to stay in Boeing 777, right? No, they used to stay in the forest. So, they know, Lord Ramchandra knows all this, you know, very, very important sadhus, they were staying in the forest. And he doesn't want to disturb all these 14 years. So, Bharadwaj Muni said, you go to Chitrakoot, that's a very secluded forest and very auspicious place, nobody will disturb you. You can do a nice sadhana there. You stay there. But don't go alone. I'm going to send a few of my disciples. They will guide you up to there. Because it's a very bad route. You don't want to go alone. So Bharadwaj Muni had a lot of disciples. And Bharadwaj Muni invited out of his disciples 60 of them. And asked, how many people want to go serve Lord? Supreme Lord Ramchandra, it's very, very, very fortunate that you can serve Lord Ram, you know. Even for one day, it's very good service. But they will never come back, right? They go 14 years with Lord Ram. So even though Bharadwaj was ready to sacrifice his disciple, and everybody was raised the hand, no, we all want to go. So Bharadwaj Muni said, out of that, all disciples, he picked up only 4 people. Only 4. out of 60. So you have to be qualified to serve the Lord. That only Guru knows. So Prabhupada knows how we are qualified to read these books and serve Krishna and get advanced. That's why he gave only enough spices for that purpose. There's a nice verse I saw in Brahma Vivarta Puran. Nirashritta prabhavitam pidam anugrihitanam. Pidam means, you know, pain, miseries, suffering in the world. Pidam, right? Pidam. And nirashrita means, ashrita means you have a shelter. Nirashrita means no shelter. The person who doesn't have a shelter have pain, lot of suffering inside. Right? If one person, that kind of suffering, doesn't have a shelter, takes shelter of Krishna, that person can give shelter to another 1,000 people. Sahasram parashritam. Parashritam means doesn't have any shelter. Parashritam. Sahasram parashritam vibhinna amrutanam. That nectar can transfer into another 1,000 people who can get more shelter from the Lord. That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He himself revived the old Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, which was totally dull and dead and vanishing. He revived by his books, and he himself used to go to the printing press and different people and distributing and assembling the sabha. In Jagannath Puri, he made a Bhaktamala Sabha. And he forced, every day evening after the aarti, there will be class like this. Every day there will be discourses. So the king objected. No, no, no. This is the temple of the Jagannath. We will glorify Jagannath, not you. So he established this, you know, system which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to do. Satsang, glorifying the holy name of the Lord, glorifying the pastime of the Lord. He established that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had that purity. He was Siddha Purush. And he gave us this nice process of Krishna consciousness in a diluted way. And Prabhupada handed over that to us. And we got... Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written very nice four lines in his Prarthana book. Smara Gaura Gadadhara Keli Kalam Bhava Gaura Gadadharam Pasha Charam Shrunu Gaura Gadadharam Charukatham Baja Gaur Godhrum Kanan Kunjavidhum. Remember the wonderful pastimes of Gaura. There is no other way we can get close to Krishna by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy in Kali Yuga. So by remembering the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are directly connecting with Krishna. This is very, very secret. We never take it seriously. That's why we always have a lamentation. Oh, is it good for me? Or I'm on the right place? No, we are on the right place if you are really taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Become a servant of the Gaura and Gadadhar. Okay? If you know the pastimes, you know the potency, and you know the power of that Supreme Lord, then you will really serve Him. That's what Bhaktivinoda Prabhu is saying. Listen to the beautiful narrations concerning Gaura and Gadadhar. The narrations, the pastimes, whatever you hear from any sadhu, that's the nectar for you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Not the Gramya Katha. And worship Lord Gauranga. The beautiful moon of the grooves of Godrum. Godrum is Navdeep, another island out of Navdeep. So one who has taken determination to follow the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur will have a taste to read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books and follow that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to Vrindavan 3 times only. And once he decided that he wants to go and settle in Vrindavan, and he was in Navdeep that time. So that night he was about to leave to Vrindavan. He had a dream. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came to his dream and told, "No, you have an important work to do in Navdeep. Don't go to Vrindavan." You know what was that work? Anybody knows? Bhakti Vinod Thakur found the Siddha Peach. Nobody else. He took Gaur Kishore Das Babaji on the top of his head in a kotri. And when Gaur Kishore Das Babaji saw the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started jumping. And before that also, one day night, he had a house across the river, across the Jalangi River. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a Lakshmi Bhavan. And in that house he was sitting and looking through the window, he saw a big glow coming out of one house in Mayapur on the other side of the Jalangi. So he knew there is some speciality in that house. So he wanted to find out what is the speciality in that house. Then after he got the dream, he wanted to find out the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he took the help of local people. They never helped. But Gaur Kishore Das Babaji went and they jumped and find the actual place. Then he went to the archaeology, the land and revenue survey department, and he found the old record. Those days there was a Jagannath Mishra's house in that place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in that exact location. Then he personally went to Calcutta and he was begging money from the street. You know, he was a judge in Calcutta. And he was begging money to build a temple in the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he built the first temple in the Siddha Peach, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has done three things for a Vaishnava in Kali Yuga: his books, the birthplace renovation, and spreading the holy name in a massive quantity. Nobody else thought it will spread all over the world. I was traveling after the last Kartik, I left and I went to five countries: Armenia, Russia, and Italy, Europe, and South America, America. I traveled all this place. Every place I went, I saw Nagar Sangeetan. I saw devotees singing on the street. I saw devotees singing in different houses, and they were so afraid. They will tell me, "Hey, can I close the window? It's so hot, but still we want to close the window because they don't want to get the disturbance from the next apartment." They are so scared because it's not like India, you know. In some place, it's Muslim world, you know, they don't allow you to sing kirtan loudly. So they will close the window even though it's so hot, and they will sing kirtan inside their apartment. So you will see some devotees any part of the world because of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You know, it's very amazing. Within short time, the Hare Krishna movement spread everywhere. Even though some other group come and take few devotees from us, you know, they take one, but we get another 50. But it is spreading more. It is growing more. There is so many devotees all over the world growing. And it was the prediction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He predicted, this holy name will be sung by the white skin, black skin, brown skin, all the skin. He predicted. And it happened. It's happening. So we should be proud of this moment where we are. And we should be proud where we are sitting. Like I told the story of Uddhava. Uddhava, when he came and he saw only the conversation of gopis, he got excitement. And we don't get excitement sitting in Vrindavan Dham. We should use that. Go out and preach. Distribute this holy name. Follow the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments? Anybody has any question? Hare Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki, Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.